Good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Spirit Now show with Vicki Ford. I'm up here in the North Georgia Mountains, and I am just so grateful to be here. And I have a very special guest, Reverend Rose from Fort Myers. She was on my show on May 7th. The fun about tonight is that we're going to be actually taking some live calls. So we'll get with Reverend Rose in just a moment. I just want to ask everyone to really give thanks for where they are in their life and to just find the blessing in your current situation, because there's a lot going on in our world, and the greatest moment in time is now. It is our only moment. It is the only space there is now. And just be in gratitude as we continue on with our show. And I just want to thank you so much for being with us this evening. And I just also want to thank you for those who do write in and email in and let me know what your thoughts are. It's very deeply appreciated at www.askspiritnow.com. Reverend Rose is from the Fort Myers, Florida area, and she is a doctor of metaphysics. She is a certified tarot card reader, and she's also a certified psychic sensitive. And she has a center down in the Fort Myers area, and she does what they call a journey within, and we'll get into a little bit more of that as I introduce her. Her center is called Energy Works, and she does readings and energy works for folks all over Florida. So I want to make sure before the evening is over that you have her phone number and so that you can sign up for her Journey Within weekly series that she has. And one of the questions I wanted to ask Reverend Rose this evening, and before I do that, I have to do something here. July 11th from 7 to 9 up in Asheville, North Carolina. That's Asheville with an A. The Sacred Embodiment Center is hosting, with myself and David Robertson is actually hosting it, an event entitled An Introduction to Rohan. So if anyone is interested and is going to be in the Asheville, North Carolina area, please go to my website and email me, and I'll give you more specifics about that event on July 11th. So, Reverend Rose, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm very pleased to be here, and I appreciate you asking me to be a guest.
Well, I would love to hear how you got into the healing work, because I know that you used to be a CEO of a company. So how did that happen for you?
Well, quite honestly, Vicki, I had been told for many, many years by psychics that I was a healer and that I was psychic as well. And I didn't believe them. So I continued in the workforce, and yes, I was the president and CEO of a large lending company. And then Spirit started showing me that, yes, indeed, I was a healer, and I was starting to feel tremendous energies moving through me. And I decided that it was time to leave the corporate world and wasn't quite sure how to do it. And unfortunately, there was a tragic event, and my business partner died. So there was my release from the corporate world, which was about 3 years ago, and I've been full-time doing spiritual work, healings, and readings since then.
That is wonderful. And by the way, everyone, we are taking callers this evening. Rose will be giving readings, and then I will be joining her with the reading. So we will be able to take 3 or 4 or 5 callers this evening. Now, it's very interesting, Rose, that you had said that a tragic event happened. And isn't it interesting how life goes on where it's like circumstances happen and we wonder why they happen. I mean, well, how did you feel at the time that that occurred? I mean, that you know, this man that you were working with passed away. I mean, that wasn't just like some event that happened. That had to be very traumatic for you.
Actually, it was, Vicki. He was a young man, and he died in a boating accident. So it was totally unexpected. And besides being work partners, we were very good friends as well. So I missed him terribly, and it was very, very hard for me because initially I didn't know what I was going to do, and I didn't realize it for the gift that it was, and I came to learn later that it was a gift, and it was for me to get on my spiritual path and to leave the corporate world.
Isn't it interesting how people, all of us, go through such events, and they're very traumatic and uncomfortable when we go through them, but yet look where it brought you. I mean, I know that you're a very gifted reader and a very gifted healer. Tell us a little bit about your journey within that you have every week in Fort Myers.
Sure. The Journey Within is a dynamic workshop that assists people in learning how to meditate reliably. It's a very systematic type of meditation, and it's absolutely perfect for those who have trouble quieting their minds and for those of us that are so left-brained and so analytical. This workshop is wonderful in opening up one's spiritual vision. It helps them create their own personal healing sanctuary within themselves, and there's a wonderful room in this healing sanctuary where they can manifest what they love. So I've done three of these already. We've got a weekly session going on now with two more coming up in July.
So if they were to call you at your center, and we'll give them the number before we end this evening, then they can sign up for the next session then. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I guess it should be in July. Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Okay, well, I just, I'm very excited about this because I personally have done the Journey Within. I believe it's also called Inner Sanctuary because you're going to your Inner Sanctuary training. And I go there every day, so it has made a huge difference in my life, so I can vouch for what Reverend Rose does. I just wanted to say that we have several callers, Rose, so why don't we go ahead and take Dale. Came in from Florida, interesting enough, and he's online too. So, Dale, hi.
Hi, ladies. Hi there, Dr. Rose. I'm in the Tampa Bay area.
Oh, well, good, Dale. Well,
hi, Dale.
Dr. Rose and
yes.
Vicki, thank you so much for what you do. You do make a difference here. I am a listener for about a year now on VBS, and I really get a lot of info. As a matter of fact, it wasn't for the host of PBS, I really would still be lost, and I have developed so much over the last year. However, I've developed to a point where I'm getting some mixed messages, and I really need some clarification. It's involving the Gulf, and I have not had any spiritual feelings on it yet, but what I have received is some not mainstream video reports about some geological surveys that they've been doing in the Gulf on the sea floor. And from what I've been told, there is a 20-mile wide bulge that is growing on the sea floor, and it's right under the rig that, you know, with a pipeline that's ruptured. And what they believe is happening is that there's steam that is now being pushed down through the pipe, as well as, you know, oil coming up through, but there's also cracks. Make a long story short, this could be a very toxic and noxious gas plume that may be building up to explode. And if it does, if the gas doesn't kill us off, that the tsunami wave could very well wash out Florida. Do either of you see this happening soon? Because the reports I've found saying it could happen next month.
Dale, I'm not picking up on a horrific tragedy like that. I do see some cracks in the floor of the ocean. What I'm sensing with this is that this is Mother Earth is allowing this to happen as well. This is a huge wake-up call for mankind. We've done much to damage our dear Mother Earth, and it's knock-knock. Come on, let's see what we're doing here. This is very tragic, and it's unfortunate that it is so tragic, and it will affect us for many, many generations. But I do not see an explosion or a tsunami. I do see people rather slowly coming to realization of the damage and how we need to stop this and all work together. I do believe that this will bring people together to help one another. We've gotten quite independent over many years, and I truly sense people will begin to gather around and assist each other and become more helpful, similar to what happened at 9/11, how everyone gathered together. But no, I don't see a major event.
And Dale, I have to say that I'll tell you my response on that, and it's very similar to Rose's, is that we have two choices in America. One is to, and first off, we have to take care of what's going on down there, and all the engineers and the government and all the people that are down there are doing the whatever they're doing. Folks like you and me and you know, like Reverend Rose, myself, light workers, people around, I feel the greatest that we can do at this time is to send light and good energy there, because it is powerful. We are a very electromagnetic universe, and we are energy. And the more energy of goodness that we send toward this situation, in my living room up here in North Georgia Mountains, I just want to say that I can't personally go down there to the to seal off the bottom of the Gulf, but I can send light there, and I can ask the angels to have uniting of America to come in and say, let's looking at the devastation of this, let's start flowing good energy. And I know that sounds woo-hoo to a lot of people, but it has made difference. Yeah, well, I know, yeah,
I know exactly where you're coming from. I've been waking up to this. As a matter of fact, today I had my first real opportunity to literally try to engage several people into literally changing their minds about their mindsets, because you know they haven't woken up, but they're in a, there was just so much bickering going on, and I said, hey, stop, folks, hold on a minute, you know what, how about instead of saying this, how about try to say this?
Very good.
And man, some very of them good. were very responsive to it.
Dale, may I make one more comment? You are a light worker, my friend. Do not fall into fear with this situation or any other situation. Other people will be looking at you for assistance. Maintain your light and let it shine so others will not go into fear, because we just don't need everyone going into fear here. It's not going to help anything.
No. It doesn't help. And I want to let you know, Dale, we have Echo online, and we also have Jane. So we need to go ahead, and I want to thank you so much, Dale, for calling in. And if we have time for any other questions that you may have toward the end of the hour, let us know. But I do want to make sure that we get all of our callers in this evening. So did that pretty much handle what your question was?
Pretty much handled it, and yes, ma'am, and thank you both so very much, and I'll stand by listening on the radio. Take care.
Thank you, Dale.
And I want to say something, too, about what Dale said about BBS. BBS has been very supportive of so many people throughout the years, and I've been so pleasured to be a part of BBS Radio. So I agree with you, Dale. Very many wonderful shows on the air here. So our next caller, are you ready, Rose? Take a deep breath.
Yes, I am.
However you do, good. Is Echo from Oregon? I think that's Oregon. I believe. Is that correct, Echo?
Yes.
Hi. Yes, well, how are things up in Oregon?
It's raining all the time, and it's cold.
Perfect.
what is your question
this evening, Echo? What an interesting name, by the way, Echo.
Thank you. I've had it for 40 years now.
well, that's a good one.
Yes, it is.
You're young.
okay, so my question is I was in business for 4 years, and then and it had to do with aqua massage machines. I've been trying to sell them for the past year, and I don't know why I'm not selling them, because that'll help with my debt that I have if I did sell them.
What type of machine are they again, Echo?
It's called aqua massage machines.
Oh, is that the water massage machines?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, the first thing that I got, the reason that you're not selling them is that you're emotionally attached to this with money. You said it'll truly help your financial situation. Detach from that attachment to the money. Have a desire to sell those machines because they truly assist people. And, yes, I understand. You live in a physical world, and you need the financial support. But believe in the universe and that they will provide for you at all times, no matter what, and that you have abundance in your life, whether that be finances, health, whatever. I think it's the money issue that's holding you back at this point.
Yeah, so not rely on it so much like I want it to help somebody else, but to bring
yes.
in the money at the same time, because that'll help me out.
Right, right.
Okay.
I tell you what I picked up, and we can go back to Rose in a minute or two if she has something else, is that I picked a card for you, which was the Flow of Prosperity, which lets me know that this is a machine that can be of benefit to people. At the same time, what my message for you is that I want you to just, when you do you meditate, Echo?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. When you are meditating, I want you to just see, it's just you just sending out your true essence from your heart and just say, please, universe, bring in the right people. I mean, actually see your energies going out and just say that I am attracting into the universe to attract the people that will best benefit from this machine or machines, if you have, you know, how many people that you want to have get benefit from this, and start, like Rose was saying, start focusing on the benefit that they're going to get, and just keep sending out your energies to the universe and just asking universe to provide those people that can best use this machine to express their love and their wisdom, and in response that will allow you to have your best, you know, flow. So you're giving of the best that you can of yourself. Because this is a great asset for someone. I mean, these machines are fabulous. I've heard of them. And someone
yeah.
can benefit from them. So, and also, you know what? Something else, too, is if just advertise. Really make sure that you're advertising correctly from a physical universe. First, get the energies going correctly on it, like Reverend Rose and I were talking about. And then, you know, then you can go and advertise. But I pulled the Flow of Prosperity, and that goes into two ways. When we have a Flow of Prosperity card, it means that it's right there for us to have prosperity, but we have to feel it within, and we have to flow it out as well. And that's where that she's talking about is coming from. And we have to make sure that we're not sitting in there putting a stop on our own prosperity flowing, going in and going out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I was wondering if you could see maybe a possible job coming my way. I know I have prosperity. I can feel it, but it's just not happening. So I was just wondering, I'm still trying to get the flow of abundance going through, and maybe there's just something for me that I can't see that's stopping that. So I work on it every day.
Good. Very good. I did sense that your financial situation will improve by the end of the year. what I'm feeling too for you, Echo, is that, again, this emotional attachment, I really feel you're pretty much over the hurdle and that your energies are changing. You are drawing more to you. Now, I saw you doing a couple of part-time positions, so I feel that on the most part you've been focusing strictly on this and because you have a passion for it. You truly have a passion for helping people. What you need to do to tide you over through the end of the year is start looking at your other many talents, and I know you're a very creative woman, and put some of those other talents to work. And you may need to bring in income in from various sources. We have a tendency to think that we have one job and that's it, but little part-time jobs can get the work done just as well as a full-time job. I feel you will be successful with this equipment. It's not inexpensive equipment, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm feeling that you do some type of artwork as well. Do you?
I am really creative with just creativity itself, but I don't do artwork.
Is there something that you make with your hands?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, because I'm sensing you're very creative. There's something you can do with your hands and earn an income from that, too. It almost feels like jewelry as well.
Yeah, and I haven't done that at all. I feel like there's a lot of energy.
It might be working with jewelry. I mean, it could be that you get a part-time job there or something too.
Mhm.
You know, so.
But I really feel by the end of the year, Echo, you're going to be in real good shape.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
And I wanted to share, I pulled a card for you, and it had the crown chakra echo, and it said just to pay attention to your ideas because, you know, you are creative, like just like you were talking to Reverend Rose about. And what happens is sometimes we get stuck on one aspect of what we can do, and Spirit is sitting there, and I see this right now with you. They're knocking on your door. It's like they're knocking on your crown chakra, and they're saying, oh, what about this? What about this? And when we get stuck into our own preconceived ideas that we have to have this, we have to sell the machine to make something happen, then what we're doing is we're not allowing Spirit to come in and really give us, because you have some ideas. I already sensed them, that you already have some ideas that you can do. And those ideas are Spirit talking to you, Echo. They're saying, listen to those ideas, because those are the messages that Spirit is giving you. And that's a gift for all of us, Dale, Echo, and Jane, who we're just about to talk to. When we start getting ideas, remember that these are ideas that Spirit is giving us, and we have to open our heart to them and say, okay, Spirit, I don't quite understand what that message is. Talk to me a little bit more about that. Give me more clarity on that. And, you know, when Spirit talks to us, y'all, we can ask questions. Hey, I don't understand that. You know, you showed me a picture of a tree. Well, what am I supposed to do with the tree? What does that mean? And ask Spirit right before you go to bed, Echo, what does this mean? And then you'll start having dreams. And before you know it, you'll wake up, you'll open a magazine, and you'll see something. And you're like, oh, my goodness, why didn't I think of that sooner? Well, you really did think about it. You just got more clarity on it.
Exactly.
I get the number 17 all the time, too. So I don't know why I get the number 17. I see the number 17 like two or three times a day.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to get my tarot card out and see what, hold on a minute, and see, I just love the tarot cards. Both Reverend and Rose and I do tarot, and they're just so powerful. They're all out of order. Do you know by memory, Rose, what 17 is?
No, I don't either. I'm flipping through my deck as well.
it's the star. It's the star. Which lets you know basically what Rose was saying, that it's time for you to shine, and you're going to shine because in the tarot, 17 is the star. It's getting out there, letting people know who you are, your essence, shining forward from your heart forward. This is not about ego. This is about your truth, your truth. Sounds to me like, Echo, that you're going through some transformation here. And I'd love to do a full reading on you, because I have a sense that you're going through some major shifts in transformation. So many light workers are. Even if you don't make a living as a healer, you are a healer. You know, when you're going through life helping people, and I sense some very major transformations from you. So,
okay, good.
That's what I get.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to take our third caller here. I just want to kind of take a deep breath here, and I want to thank you all for calling in. It's such a blessing for us to be able to communicate with you and help you through situations that you're going through. And one of the things before we take Jane is that Reverend Rose, and I know that she can speak to this herself, but, you know, we both go through our own personal challenges that we have to make opportunities in too. So it's just sort of like Rose was talking about earlier. Boy, when you're a CEO of a big company and all of a sudden you're like, whoo, what is the world doing to me right now? It's not really that. It's just that, you know, Rose was going through a transformation, and I've gone through the same thing. Do you not agree, Rose?
Oh, I agree 100%. It's very difficult at the time because you don't have an understanding. And once you move through it, though, and accept it and go through it, you will see the reason for it.
Well, it's interesting because I know this is just a personal observation, but sometimes if we were to sell something that would completely handle our finances, maybe Spirit is saying, yes, you will have the money, but you will not have learned the lesson. So we want to, you know, that it's almost like there's a lesson to be learned here, and as soon as the lesson's learned, then there all the machines start selling and everything starts unfolding, and it's a kind of a dichotomy because it's like, well, wait a minute, you know. But I have personally learned that sometimes those toughest times that I've had to wait it out, those are the times that I've had to surrender and really allow Spirit in, and then things start to flow again. So I just wanted to share that. So, and I know you've had experiences with that too, Reverend Rose.
Yes, I have. You know, it can be difficult.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it can.
But we all make it through. Spirit's always there to help us.
Always. And,
it's just a matter of having courage to take that first step. To get through it and have your dreams come true.
Yeah, and they do. They will. I would like to, Rose, are you ready to talk with Jane from?
Yes.
Now wait a minute. Let me see if I can figure this out. WI, is that Wisconsin? Help us
Wisconsin.
Out here, Jane.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
How's it going up there in Wisconsin?
It's nice. It's the weather. I mean, it's 70s, 80s, and this coming week it's going to be hotter. So we do have nice summers, and they can be dreadfully hot at times. It's just that winters come on earlier than down farther south.
Yeah. Well, what can we assist you with this evening?
Well, it's direction in life. I just got a big jolt this past week. You're talking about healers. I am a registered nurse. I've been a registered nurse for, you know, quite a few years, 14 years or so, 13 years, something like that. And I've got experience in all kinds of different areas. I've always wanted to go back to a specific area, which is endoscopy. I've been working for almost a couple of years at, a nursing home, but it's very well, it's highly recommended and owned and operated by a hospital. And they... Just about a couple months ago, I had spinal surgery, and I think they were upset with me that I had to take leave of absence at the last minute. Anyway, I didn't know why I was there, other than the fact that I wanted to get experience, but all of a sudden they let me go on Tuesday. And now I'm thinking about doing travel nursing, which I've been wanting to do for some time. I'm wondering if I should pursue the travel nursing, if I should go back into endoscopy, which I enjoyed, or continue with med surg.
What is endoscopy?
Oh.
What is that?
It's GI procedures. It's colonoscopies and upper endos.
Oh, okay.
Scopes.
Okay.
And travel nursing, you can pick your specialty and get employed throughout the United States in various different states. My license is multi-state. And the opportunities are coming, and I just have to be selective with whom I pick as for my recruiter and the company I'm going to work for and to visit the facility that I'm going to be working at. But first and foremost, I've gotten this big jolt. I mean, I'd work my tail off for this company, and then there's no loyalty on their end to the people who work for them.
Jane, I think that falls right into what Reverend Vicki and I were talking about as far as sometimes these tragic events in our lives really get us to sit up and pay attention, but unfortunately they're very difficult. And while you were speaking initially and introducing yourself, the first card I picked up for you was disappointment. And I knew that you were going to say something happened and you're very disappointed. So the first
I'm pretty disappointed, but at the same time, I also know there's a reason why I was supposed to go this direction.
Well,
I knew
and
I
then
was only going to be there for a little while.
For you, and they're beautiful, beautiful cards, Jane. So this, you're going to have to get through this disappointment. It's very emotional for you is what I'm sensing as well. So you're once you get over this emotional of being let go, everything's going to be fine because I picked the star card for you and the love card. Now, you asked about travel nursing, and I've been doodling on my paper, and as soon as you said travel nursing, in about 3 inches high, I wrote, yes, exclamation point.
Really? Because I'm getting
yes.
that. It's funny.
Yes.
I was reading a book yesterday, and I picked up, opened the book, and it was talking about this couple. Actually, they're in politics, and she happened to be a travel nurse. It came out of the blue. She was employed as a travel nurse. I go, okay, that's a sign.
It's you have such a loving, compassionate energy around you. Now, this traveling nurse, would you be going into private homes to work with people?
No, mostly hospitals.
Hospitals?
Right,
I sense that I just heard the word adventure. You have a high sense of adventure, and I think that this would give you tremendous joy for a period of time, and just now I heard 2 years. So it might be something that you do for the next 2 years, travel around the country, visit different areas of the country, but I truly feel that you will love this. It's a change of pace for you. It's high energy. You're going to always be meeting new people. So there's a lot of dynamic energy to this.
Actually, that's what I'm looking for. I feel
like
I've been
feel
in
you're
going to
love this.
Rut.
It's just I see a lot of colors around you. It's just going to bring you tremendous joy. You love a challenge too, is what I'm hearing. And
I do.
when you go,
I do.
To
you know what?
Places,
I do a lot of road biking, and. I just the other day, you know, I get with a group, and right away I push myself so hard to be in the front of the pack that I burn myself out. And it's like, why do I do this to myself? You know, I like challenges. I just push to the point maybe I can get burned out.
Yeah, that's you're going to have to use some discernment there. You're going to have to be careful. And also about your recruiter, I wrote the word down, discernment. Interview them as if you were the employer. So make sure you get the right fit. And you're extremely intuitive as well, Jane. You'll know. You'll feel it in your gut when you've got the right recruiter.
Actually, I do have an idea on a recruiter. His name is Daryl. What do you think about Daryl? And the initials, well, the initial first initial of the company starts with the A. In fact, it's A-D, beginning of the name.
Well, A-D spells add, So, as far as Daryl, I'm sensing that he is a compassionate person as well. I feel that he has great empathy for you for the loss of your job.
Mm-hmm.
And I do sense in him a desire to help you as well as helping other people. Again, I still feel you need to, have you interviewed him, so to speak? Have you asked a lot of questions?
Actually, I've been doing this for a couple of days now, and I am
okay.
Starting to interview all these recruiters. I'm
good.
You know, you
I'm sensing that there's three people that you're going to talk to. So
mm-hmm.
Ask the same questions, be consistent with your questions, and you'll know which one is the right one.
Like
but
Robin.
I don't I'm not sensing
Robin
anything
too.
Negative from this agency.
Am I right to go back into endoscopy even though it's been 5 or 6 years since I've been out of it? Or should I do med surge?
I think you're going to get bored doing that. I'm hearing, do you really want to be looking up people's butts?
I did it for 5-6 years.
I know. I think you need more of a challenge.
More challenge?
Yeah. There's just something about traveling. I think it's going to open up some new opportunities for you
mm-hmm.
that you're not seeing right now or even have any knowledge whatsoever. But I'm feeling that the doors are wide open for you, my dear, and this other job had to close the door on you so you could move out of your comfort zone and
mm-hmm.
do something different.
And
when it comes to medical...
Go ahead.
When it comes
Hello?
To medical surgical, I've got a couple years' experience there. Do you think I'd be okay with doing what I feel like I should... I mean, if I go in that direction...
You would be good at that as well. And actually, what Spirit just said, you can do whatever it is you want. You're good at all of these things because you do have a passion for the medical field. So, my dear, go into your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you don't need me or Vicki to tell you.
I do like working with people.
You will know what you truly
desire. You know,
desire.
Like the job that I just had, they burn you out. They expect perfection with little...
Well, say goodbye to it. It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
I know.
I'm going to tell you the card I pulled for you, Jane, says it's a new mm-hmm. beginning for you, and that basically it's a very, very, very fertile time for you right now, and it is a time for you to start new projects. And
okay.
as I was listening to you talk, I mean, I we can't tell you what to do, but your heart will know. And I'm going to tell you, it's a very good time for you to go into something new. And it's almost like it's your time right now as everything's turning into gold right now. Everything that you touch will be right for you. And I want you to just open up your heart to know and make the decision. Jane, make the decision. I'm making the right decision.
Actually.
Yeah,
I'm deciding on travel.
Yeah, it's a new time for you. And, you know, it's kind of hard to say any more than what Reverend Rose had said, except that I just want to reaffirm that it is now, this is going to be a blessing for you. And going back in time to doing things that you did earlier, I almost get a sense about that it's almost... you're doing that out of a comfort zone, and it's time for you to let go of your worries and let go of your anything that is worrying you, and that is comforting to you. It's almost like there's that little bit of fear or something new. Spirit is guiding you down this beautiful road that's new. You haven't done it before. And I would, that when you mentioned those three items when you first started talking, the middle one, when you started talking about the visiting nursing, the traveling nursing, it was like mm-hmm. the door opened. That's what I saw.
Really?
You know, okay. Reverend Rose saw the big yes. I saw the door open. The other ones were
good.
There. They're possibles. You can take them. But the door opened from that's what I get.
I'm
also,
I'm a light worker. I'm one of the first indigo, one of the first, I'm past my past 50. I've been spiritual all my life since I was a little girl. And yeah, it's a little bit emotional, but not as emotional as you think when it comes to losing this job, because I actually feel relieved that I'm not there, and I feel like Spirit will take care of me.
That's good. That's beautiful.
Very
a lot
good.
Of people don't have that comfort, and I'm going to tell you, you are, all of us should be blessed, because when we, you can go through those shifts in our consciousness and feel that comfort from Spirit, because listen, folks, we really do need to know that Spirit is with us, and Spirit is not here to do harm us or do anything, but we do have that, we do have lessons to learn, and we have free will as to when to learn them, but we still have lessons. We're just visiting down here. This is not like the end all, everybody, thank goodness, but it isn't the end all. And like when Dale was talking about all this oil, you know, there're going to be changes on in our environment because of this. But
exactly.
That is what, you know, there is a law of attraction that's occurring in our environment right now, and that's what's occurring. So I hope that your answers were, your questions were answered.
Well, it helped. Jane? It helped. You gave me some confirmation, of course, to what I'm feeling inside. I feel go for it, because I have gone for it. I've done a lot in my lifetime, and what slowed me down was having kids and raising kids, and now I'm ready to pursue life again.
Good.
Yeah.
Pursue it with gusto, my dear.
Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity. It's wonderful that you can call in and talk to you.
Oh, we love it, too. So
yes, we
thank
do.
You. Thank you so much. And we do have time for probably one more caller. So if there's anybody else out there, that one or two more callers that wants to call in, let us know. And Reverend Rose and I will continue just talking about our spiritual journeys and hopefully things of interest. And if you do want to call in, just call on in. So Reverend Rose, listening to some of this, and I, you know, I want to go to something that's occurring here, because I get a lot of calls, and I know you do. Let's look at the oil spill, and you know, there are a lot of shifts going on. People are passing away. You know, the people that initially, there are a lot of shifts in our consciousness. But you know, let's go back to some earlier times. Can you think of any, Reverend Rose, where there were major shifts in our world, and then something good came from it? I mean, is that real to you at all, or am I just kind of going off into another world here?
No, that's very real. You know, the one that is most recent is obviously 9/11. That totally changed us as the United States. And I saw a love and compassion come out for your fellow man. The recent incident in Haiti with the devastation that there was there, and how nations have gathered to assist the Haitians, the United States being one as well. There are countless incidents throughout the world when you can, tsunamis, hurricanes, floods, and we all gather. We need to help our brothers and sisters. There's a lot of fear out in the world right now. The economy isn't doing well, and people may be losing their homes and their jobs. And it's so important for us to help those that need the help right now to make it through, whether it's a lending hand to help them cut their grass, do anything. But many, many people are very lonely, very much in fear right now, and they need compassion and love.
Right. And I feel that, as we were talking to Dale earlier, that I personally don't watch TV very much, especially after American Idol was over. But I like to watch the happier shows, because the happier we are, like, you know, America's Got Talent, and some of those funny shows like that. For me personally, Reverend Rose, I find that if I stay happier, I am able to touch and bring light to the people that, when I go to court as an attorney, I am able to bring more light, hopefully, in my environment than if I go downtrodden and upset. And, you know, I don't feel that I'm even doing my job as a light worker, even at the grocery store, if I don't go in there with some lightness in my heart because things are not perfect for any of us. I can't imagine anybody that I could talk to that would say that their life financially, and Dale, I'll get with you in just a moment, financially is not maybe as good, but I have talked to so many light workers and healers, and do you know that they are spiritually, I am far more spiritually happier than I was 3 years ago when I was making more money 3 years ago. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to make money or not have money. We can have it all. And so I just did you want to comment on that, Rose, before we get Dale back on the line?
I agree 100% with you, Vicki. All of us are struggling in one form or another, but part of the we need to maintain our light, exactly like you said, and have trust and have faith and just know that you are provided for by the universe no matter what. And
right.
I don't watch much TV anymore either, because it just, it drains you. It
yeah.
puts you
yeah.
into that fear.
Yeah. Well, let's, Dale, we've just got a few minutes. Are you still on line three? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hi.
I was listening to the guest after mine, and Dr. Rose, you were talking to her about something about working with her hands, and it was kind of ironic. I'm one that's always worked well with my hands, and I'm in a situation right now where I've been unemployed for a year, and mm-hmm. I just got a part-time job. It's not going to be but maybe 15 hours a week. However, I really happen on to something here, and I just want to get your take on both of you with cars or whatever. Do you mm-hmm. see something in my future that's going to be, help me economically, with as far as bringing some income in? Because I'm really kind of, I am becoming very spiritual, and I've got an idea, but I just kind of feel, I want to get a feel for it from a professional here.
Well, first off, I have to say something, and then I'm going to back off for a minute. Let Reverend, I keep seeing you moving, but anyway, go ahead, Reverend Rose.
I keep on seeing the image of a pyramid or a teepee. Do you do any shaman type work?
No, not yet. No, for myself,
okay,
I do. I mean, I meditate.
All right,
I'm using
Merkabas. I did just draw a card for you, and it was the Fortune card. Very, very colorful, lots of colors on here. I feel that you are a very focused individual is what I'm getting.
Yes.
You tend to be very analytical as well, and whatever this project is, I'm hearing that you need to plot your course and plan it. So take a sheet of paper and write down the steps. What's the very first thing I need to do? Then number two and number three, and I see you checking them off as you get to them.
Oh, okay. And
now,
you said you see me moving there?
Well, that's the first word that came to me. You have a lot of healing ability, and I get a sense something about your family. There's somebody in your family that you need to, and I think that will help release something in you. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody right there in your environment. And I feel like you need to just give a kind word of encouragement. It's going to do something to your heart. It's also going to help them. It's a sign. I don't know what. I just feel this. You have some healing ability that you need to be using right now. And if it's funny that she said the hands, that's very interesting about the healing ability. It's very interesting.
When you meditate, have you seen images of pyramids or anything?
I use a rotating Merkaba soundboard.
Okay, that's it then. All right, because a Merkaba is an inverted and a pyramid. Okay, I know exactly what that is then. I saw you inside this pyramid, and there's tremendous energy coming out of the top.
Out of me?
Yeah, it's coming out of your crown chakra as well as the top of the capstone of the pyramid. So,
well, I've also been seeing some numbers, too, that's been hitting quite often, and it's the 1111 111 222 333 444 and 555. However, they've also been changing. I've been seeing the numbers come up like 1010, 1110. It's like the one number right before a sequence, too. That's really been ringing the last couple of weeks. What's that?
You've got 1111. I mean, those are master numbers, but they also go down to
two. Three, four, and five.
It's also a number one. I am not a numerologist, but I'm going to tell you something. On July 2nd, Dale, I have a numerologist coming on. His name's Richard King. He might be able to help you with the number part of that, okay?
Great.
July
2nd,
he'll be on the show. Number one is a leader, and number one, because number one and the 11 come up to to be the leader in what you're doing, but also be strong enough to be the follower as well. Go ahead, Rose. I felt that you were about to say something.
I wrote three of the numbers down that you mentioned, Dale, 1111, 1010, and 1110, and I've circled 1110. I'm feeling it's a date. That November 10th is going to be important for you.
Okay.
And when I'm feeling it's got something to do with a job, there's going to be some type of shift at that time. I'm not getting much more information on that, but 1110 is a date.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot.
Well,
10.
But, and you know, the message, because we just have a minute more, but I just wanted to add one more thing, too, is that you need to trust, because in your trusting yourself in the universe is going to come freedom, and from freedom and how you're going to allow this is you're just going to persist. You know,
well,
like
Dr. Rose,
Reverend Rose was talking about.
Tell you real quick, the idea I had in my head was a tie-dye business and using the tie-dye business. Yeah, I don't know why. It's just all of a sudden, boom, it hit my head. I got on the website, and I've been just drawn to it, and I've even to the point where I'm looking at maybe possibly finding somebody that can actually come up with Merkaba symbols that I could put on these shirts as well as Reiki
symbols.
There you
go.
You know?
I think that was divinely inspired.
There's your divine card coming down. There it is.
Yep.
Was that it? Did I hit it?
I think you hit it. I do.
This is just affirmation then. Okay.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Dude.
Excellent. I love how this works. Well, I just want to give a gratitude and thanks out to Spirit.
Go for it. Well, I want to thank all of our callers, Dale, Echo, and Jane. And I especially want to thank you, Reverend Rose, for being on tonight. And I'm hoping that you're going to come on again in August. I hope that you can set aside a Friday for us. And I want to remind everybody to call. Rose, give us your phone number. I can't find it in front of me right now. Just
sure, no problem. Area code 239-362-3917.
And that's the Healing Works in Fort Myers, Florida. My website is www.askspiritnow.com. And remember, if anybody's in the Asheville area, go to my website and I'll give you more data. I want to let you know that next week I will be doing readings as well. And I also have a very young, young girl who's a pet whisperer. And she is wanting to come on for just a few minutes, and she may answer a question or two, but she wants to let you know how to communicate with your pets. So we're going to have her as a special guest just for about 5 minutes because she's under 18 and I don't want any labor laws or anything coming after me. But she's a young girl that wants to talk about how to communicate with your pets. So I just want to thank you. And again, everyone, please remember to be in gratitude for what you do have. And for all of our listeners this evening, even if you did not call in, remember to trust your heart and allow those ideas to come in. And Reverend Rose, again, thank you so much for honoring us with your healing abilities and your wonderful reading skills. So we thank you, and everybody have a wonderful week. As Spirit Now. Bye-bye.
Bye.